Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time. By the grace of God, we've been bringing these messages to you for 19 years now. And we praise the Lord for all the provision, for the prayers, for this radio station. And most of all, for you, the listener, we thank the Lord for this day. It's a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today, we're going to be talking about More on Faith, the name of this message, More on Faith. And if you were with us last week, we talked about the Christian faith, the Christian walk, and how everything is predicated on faith and is driven by faith. And so we're taking a deep look at faith and see what it means to us in our walk with the Lord Jesus. If you have your Bible today, turn it to Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to take a look at this chapter. It's a chapter we call the Roll Call of Faith, and so the whole chapter is a deep dive into the subject of faith in the Christian walk. Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Before we get into the message today, just want to give you a brief update. What's going on in Africa? I'm coming to you from the USA today, and we thank the Lord. We pray for rain here for the farms in Kansas, for the farms in the trees and all the land here in Kansas. We need rain, and so we ask the Lord to bless it with rain. But we want to just give you an update what's going on in Kenya. We're having great rains over there. In fact, ever since this new president was elected in August of 22, it has rained just about continually ever since that time. And so the Lord is blessing Kenya. I believe great blessings are coming through this president and his wife, and so I believe it's just a matter of time before Kenya starts to prosper, and the droughts and famine of the last few years in Kenya are going to be a thing of the past for now. Our children are getting ready to go back to school here in about a week, and they'll be taking in the second term of this year. And so we're going to need school fees and books and backpacks, all those things that the kids need there in Kenya. So if you'd like to contribute to help the children, we have about 25 to 30 children that we're helping in school. 22 of those children live in the children's home on a regular basis. And so we want you to support, if you would. We invite you to support those children in their schooling and all the needs that they have, medicine and food and all the things it takes to support a family. We've got a big family over there of about 22 children at this current time. Our church is doing well. We have four churches now. We're supporting branch churches of Living Water Outreach Ministry, Living Water Church of Macunda. We're supporting branch churches and want to continue to do that in the days ahead. So as you support Living Water Church of Macunda, my home church, you can also think about helping us to plant more churches in West Kenya. Many, many people need to hear the Word of God. There's many Muslims in that area of West Kenya that we live in, and so many people need to hear the Word of God. And so we can do crusades, we can do church revivals, we can do conferences and spread the word, educate and give people sound doctrine, give them sound doctrine to study and be steeped in sound doctrine. And so this is an important endeavor of Gather the Outcast Ministry. Well, today we're going to be talking about the Christian faith, and as we talked last week, everything in the Christian walk, everything in the Bible that you can obtain for yourself on this earth and for all eternity, everything is obtained through faith. And so without faith, it is impossible to please God. That is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, and without faith, it is impossible to please him or to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him, or those who diligently seek him. Some translations say those who diligently seek him. And so when you come to God, when you pray, when you ask God to intervene in your life, when you ask God to protect you, when you ask God to look over your life and place things, put things in your life, order things in your life, establish your steps, all those things that you desire for your life. Maybe you just desire wisdom. Maybe you're like Solomon and you desire wisdom in your life. We all need wisdom. That is a certainty. And so when you come to God, you must be assured that he is. You must be sure that he is who he is, and he is who he says he is. And when you come to him, you must have that assurance. You must have that conviction of things hoped for, conviction of things that you desire. It's the assurance of things not seen. We go back to that definition of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, where the Apostle Paul, the writer of the book of Hebrews, says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for." It's a substance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And so those things that you've not seen, those things that you hope for, you desire in your life, by faith you obtain them. And that is the Christian walk. Salvation is obtained by faith. Miracles and healings are obtained by faith. The rapture is attained by faith. Your eternal destiny, walking with Jesus for all eternity in heaven and the Lord God Almighty, all of that is obtained by faith. And so without faith, it is impossible to please God. So start with that. If you want to please God, exercise your faith. If you want to please God, know that without faith, you cannot do it. And so you come to him, you know that he is, and then he will reward you, the scripture says, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so when you seek the Lord, you do that by faith. There's many voices speaking to you in the world today. There's many voices speaking to everybody in the world today, and some of them are the voices of the devil. Some of them are voices of people who are well-meaning but have no knowledge of God or no understanding of God. Some of them are voices of culture, things that have been happening here in America in the culture for many, many years. And so now the culture is speaking a lot of programs and plans of the devil. And so you have to seek the Lord. And the way that you seek the Lord is primarily through study of his word. God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And so if you need wisdom, if you need understanding, if you need wisdom to guide you, which all people do, and you need wisdom to guide you in this life, just as Solomon did, you need to ask God for wisdom. You need to ask God to light your path, to guide you. And the best way that you can do that is study God's word, stay in God's word, set aside every single day, a time to study God's word, to read some of his word. I wouldn't recommend just a scripture or two, just a verse or two, a little daily devotional. No, sit down, spend some time, find time in your life to actually dig into God's word, read a chapter a day, read two chapters a day, read through the whole Bible in a year. You can do it. And I've been doing it for many years, and it's just a matter of prioritizing that time in your life, prioritizing that endeavor so that you spend time with the Lord and he speaks to you. For those that come to him must know that he is. He will speak to you. He will reveal himself when you start to study God's word. He will reveal himself to you, and you will start to have an understanding and the wisdom that can come only from God. It can't come from the world. Friendship with the world is enmity towards Christ. So if you spend all your time with the world, in the world, intimate with the world, you're not going to be intimate with the Lord. You're not going to understand the ways of God. And so you have to spend time in His Word. You have to spend time in prayer. You have to spend time in fellowship with other believers so that you can pray for each other and encourage each other and sharpen each other. Men sharpen each other, women sharpen each other as iron sharpens iron. And so you spend time in the fellowship and you spend time in prayer, you spend time in God's Word, you will start to know that God is who He says He is. You'll start to see things happen in your life that will show you God is who He says He is, and He is a rewarder. He'll start to reward you by putting order in your life, not necessarily prosperity, although that may come because the devil isn't stealing all your money through poor decisions and careless decisions. And so financial prosperity may come into your life and other types of prosperity, spiritual prosperity and knowledge, wisdom, understanding, all those things that come, and we could term them as prosperity, they will start to come into your life, and He will reward you with good health. He will reward you with finances. He will reward you with wisdom and blessings in your life that you can not obtain any other way except through God. Even peace, those fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, self-control, all those things come about as a result of knowing God and asking God to bless you. And as you come closer to Him, as you become more intimate with Him, He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So then in Hebrews 11, starting in verse 7, the writer here talks about three people that we're going to talk about: Noah and Abraham and then Sarah, Abraham's wife or Abram's wife. The writer of Hebrews talks about these three and the great exploits of faith that they exhibited. Verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. And so God told Noah to start building an ark, which was an example or a type and shadow of the Lord's salvation, because God had declared that the people of the earth were so wicked that He repented. The Bible says that God repented, or He was sorry that He made the men of the earth. They have become so corrupt, there was no righteous seed left. They have become so corrupt with the interbreeding of demonic entities, demonic creatures in people, that there was no righteous seed left, and so the only righteous seed left was in Noah and his family, his sons and their wives, and Noah and his wife. And so by faith Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen. Well, that speaks of the flood that was coming. Mankind had never seen rain, let alone a flood, and so this flood was coming. God warned Noah about it, and so Noah spent 100 years building the ark, and it says that the world was condemned by the actions of Noah. Well, how was the world condemned? The world was condemned because no one came to believe that what God was saying was going to come to pass, and so the world was condemned because, number one, their unrighteous acts were infiltrating every person on the earth except Noah and his family. And secondly, they were condemned by the fact that when Noah started to build the ark, nobody came to join him. Nobody believed in what God was telling Noah. And so they were condemned because they did not believe. And so that's, again, a picture, a type and shadow of salvation. We are condemned because we don't believe. In John chapter 3, it says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, this is 3:16, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then it says in John 3:17, for God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. Speaking of Jesus Christ, he who believes in Jesus is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light is come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, and his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God, or having been brought forth or done through God. And so Noah condemned the world. He believed the message that God was speaking. He believed that there was going to be a flood that was going to condemn the world, a flood that was going to wipe out all of mankind. Noah believed. He started to build the ark in faith. He built on it for 100 years. He finished it up, and lo and behold, the floods came just as God had promised they would, just as God had prophesied they would. The floods came and destroyed every creature, every man, woman, and child, and all the animals on the earth. And so the floods came just as God said they would. And so Noah condemned the world, but he became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. That also, again, speaks of salvation. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, you become an heir of righteousness, and that righteousness is obtained by faith. That righteousness, then, you obtain the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Jesus went to the cross. He shed his perfect, precious blood for you, that your sins would be washed away and you would obtain the righteousness through faith or by faith that allows you to stand in the presence of God, and that allows you to obtain salvation for all eternity. The Bible says that he who knew no sin became sin on our behalf, that we could know the righteousness of God. And so Jesus Christ knew no sin. He went to the cross. He took the burden of sin off of every man, woman, and child. And those that accept him, those that say yes to Jesus, you are no longer condemned. You are no longer judged unrighteously. You are judged as righteous through the blood of Jesus by faith. And so that is the picture of salvation that Noah and the ark show us, is also salvation for us and our household. Well, in verse 8, Hebrews 11, verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. And so Abraham lived over in the Ur of Chaldees. And we have a picture then of somebody who steps out in faith, not knowing where he is going. Beloved, if you are serious about your walk with the Lord, you're going to have to step out in faith and go places where you don't know where you're going. You're going to have to take a path that has not been laid out. You're just trusting God to show you how to get to where he wants to take you. You're stepping out into something new. I'm speaking to somebody here today that needs to step out. The Lord is speaking you to step out. Maybe it's to go on a mission trip. Maybe it's to lead a Bible study. Maybe it's to join a church. Maybe you're outside the church and you've been bitter about the church. Maybe you've been hurt by the church. Maybe you've never been a churchgoer. The Lord is asking you through the Holy Spirit to step out, get into a church, start meeting with other Christians, start encouraging other Christians, let them encourage you and you encourage them. And so by faith, you have to step into this new territory, just as Abraham did. He stepped out in faith and he took off for a place where he didn't know he was going. He ended up in what is now the Promised Land, what is now Israel. He went to Bethel, and then he ended up Hebron. And so God showed him when he got there that this land was going to be his land, that his descendants were going to take over this land, and it would be a great place for God's people to be protected. Even this very day, the enemies of Israel are attacking them, trying to destroy them, and so God is protecting his people just as he did thousands of years ago. Genesis 12:1, when Abraham got to the land, it says, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing." Verse 3, "And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Genesis 12:4. So Abraham went forth as the Lord had spoken to him. And Lot went with him, that was his nephew. Now Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And so Abraham stepped out. He stepped out in faith. It says he had to leave his relatives. God asked him, go from your relatives. Go from your country. Beloved, if you're going to do something great for the kingdom of God, you have to go from your relatives. You have to go from your country. The Lord showed me in a dream in 2010, in the spring of 2010, that he wanted me to go to Africa, and I had no connections to anybody in Africa, didn't know one single person there, and the Lord showed me in this dream, it was a very detailed dream, very intricate details. He showed me on a platform. I was holding my Bible up in my right hand, and in my left hand I had a bag that had written on the front of the bag, Revelation 22, and that is the last chapter of the Bible, describes a new heaven and a new earth. And behind me on the platform there was a big grain silo filled clear to the top with pieces of maize, with big ears of maize, corn, as you would say, and then in the bag was also ears of maize, and the Lord was showing me he was going to be my provision. The big silo was the provision. He would provide for me to preach the word. He would provide for me to hold crusades. He would provide for me to hold conferences, church revivals, build churches, all these things that we're doing in Africa now. The Lord showed me he was going to be my provision. And in front of me was thousands of African people. I knew by the way they dressed, with all the bright dresses, the bright colors of their clothing, and the way they looked, I knew it was Africa. And then between me and the African people, there was 40 men in blue shirts and red hats, my intercessors. These were men from the prison, because I was ministering in the prison on a weekly basis at that time. And Lord says, I've already appointed intercessors for you, and they will stand in the gap between you and the people of Africa. And as you deliver the message, you have everything that you need. You have the provision. You have the word of God to give you the message. You have the provision in your daily bag, your daily knapsack. You have the intercessors, and you have the people to receive the message. So God laid out everything for me, and all I had to do was receive it by faith and step out in faith. The very same thing as Abraham, verse 8 in Hebrews 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, he obeyed by going out to a place where he was to receive an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going, and by faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. He was not looking for an earthly city. Yes, he came to Bethel and he came to Hebron, but he was not looking for an earthly city. He was looking for a city whose foundations were built by God. So that is the city then that God showed him, and he said, look across this land, Abraham, look across this land, and you're going to receive everything that is in this land, and your inheritance will be, your seed will inherit the earth. The seed of Abraham, Jesus Christ, and the people of God are as innumerable as the sand of the seashore. They're as innumerable as the stars in the sky. All this was shown to Abraham as he looked across this land, and the Lord told him, through your seed, through Jesus Christ, all of this is going to be given to you. This will be your inheritance. And the Bible says that the inheritance of Jesus is the nations of the earth. And so Jesus Christ has inherited the earth through Abraham stepping out in faith. And so Jesus Christ, now the government of Jesus, the Bible tells us, the increase of his government shall never end. And so that's why we're on the radio, beloved. That's why we're here speaking the message of God, because the increase of God's government through Jesus Christ, it will never end. You can be a part of that increase. You can be a part of that government. You can be a part of the kingdom of God here on this earth and obtain it through faith. Reach out and grab it through faith, and it will be yours to have for all the rest of the days of your life here on this earth and through all eternity. Well, we're not going to get to talking about Sarah today. We'll do that next week. But just want you to step out in faith. God is speaking to you today to do something great for the kingdom, to gather for the kingdom, to gather for the Master, to gather for our Savior. God is speaking to you to do something for that today. And whatever it is God is speaking to you, don't just set it aside. Don't ignore it. Don't quench it. Step out. In a small measure, it may be something simple. Read your Bible, spend time in prayer for somebody, go visit somebody. Maybe it's go into a church on this day, on Sunday, put your pride down, go back into a church. Whatever it is God is speaking to you, step out in faith and do it today. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise God for that. We thank the Lord for 19 years. We can keep going. If you support this ministry, we thank the Lord for all the support we've received over the many years. We'd love to hear from you today. Step out in faith, sow a seed, sow a blessing into this ministry. You'll help people in Africa come to know the Lord. You'll help people here in America come to know the Lord. Step out in faith. Write us out a check. Let us know you're listening. Include prayer requests. If you have prayer requests, we will be blessed. You will be blessed. The kingdom will be blessed. And we thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week. Stay tuned for contact information at the end of this broadcast.